Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is the website and the number to call in, 888-815-9756. Today we've got an exciting show. We have a very amazing intuitive medium that's going to be on with us. We've got Laura Lee, and she's going to be sharing her messages with you, so you can call in if you have a question. I'm also here to answer your questions. I'm also a medium and intuitive, and she's going to be, if you're in the Detroit area, at the Journey Expo this Friday through Sunday, April 23rd through 25th, and you could go to journeymag.com for more information. She's going to be giving a spirit salon, and that's on Sunday the 25th from 3:30 to 5:30. This is at the Radisson Inn in Livonia, Michigan. Lots of things going on right now. A lot of people that have been making comments about just changes, not understanding how to balance things, a lot of ups and downs. And right now, it's just important to know that you're not alone. You're never alone. And that's what Laura Lee is just so amazing at, is she can connect. She connects with her angels. And that's one of the things she tells us, is you're not alone. She says that there are always angels among you to help you navigate through difficult times. So remember, when you get that feeling where you feel like nothing else is there, all you got to do is just listen. Listen, and you'll hear. You'll hear guidance, you'll feel guidance, and you'll know that there's always a way. Always a way. I love this saying, it's not of precisely where angels dwell, whether in the air, the void, or the planets. It has not been God's pleasure that we should be informed of their abode, but just to know that they're there. And I really believe that, I call it blind faith. The most important thing we can have is blind faith. Just knowing that whatever we do, wherever we go, there's always an answer. Always an answer, if we believe. That's what it's all about. It's about believing. I want to invite everyone to go over to my website, KimmyRose.com. Get your weekly horoscope. I do a horoscope every week. You can go over to the website. There's also some audio if you're wanting to do a meditation. If you're wanting to get a hold of me for a reading, you can call me. I did open up some appointments tonight. 734-854-1514. That's 734-854-1514. You can also go to KimmyRose.com for more information. And also the Journey Expo this weekend. It's going to be really exciting. And Laura Lee is going to be there doing a spirit salon. Right now we're going to take some callers. We've got Scott from Toronto online too. Hey, Scott.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good.
The question I have is, my project just ended last Thursday. How long is it going to take me before I find a new position or new job?
First thing that came to me was, now you said you're looking for a new position or a new job. Do you do any contract work at all?
There's three possibilities with a couple solar companies that are looking for some upper management. And so
Okay. Pursuing
those.
Okay. I just got this really strong feeling about a contract, and I saw some traveling. Like you doing some traveling also. So in I keep seeing a company that is international. It's more of an international company, so it would definitely be, there would definitely be some travel. And it looks like this is somebody you know. It's connected to someone, either you know this person, they told you about it, and it's just kind of like this waiting period. I keep seeing I don't know what this has to do with or why, but it's like maybe they have factories. Or they have places like in different parts of the U.S. also that they build, maybe they build units, but this is something in particular. This is for you. And this is if you really focus and pay attention, I feel like you're going to be able to connect with these people. I also have a feeling of you connecting on your own. You know, that you have a lot of knowledge. There's a lot you want to do, so don't give up on what it is that you have in your heart. Does that make sense, Scott?
It does. Well, this person I'm trying to contact, they're in England right now. And they have a factory here in Canada up in near Belleville. But they have a downtown Toronto office, and they're going to be expanding all around the world. So that might be this. But I haven't been able to get in contact with them yet. So they're supposed to be back here within 2 weeks from London.
Okay, I get this feeling. It's just a feeling, and I think with you, you're very persistent. So, you know, I'm going to tell you, don't give up, you know. Definitely don't give up on that. But I also feel it's funny because one of the things that came to me is that I'm getting goosebumps. So I know for sure, 100% sure that if you just keep, and it seems like it's closer to maybe 3 weeks that something's going to come along. So I kind of feel like just keep calling, but it looks like there's also a connection it's gonna be a conference call. And I see you being on it with two other people. Don't get discouraged. I just feel like they've got other things going on. It's not that they're not interested. It's just, like I said, other things are going on right now. So they're only able to handle a little bit at a time. So,
okay, so
I just feel
sometime mid-May or so I should have this new position then.
Yes, yes. That's what I, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I feel like you'll get in contact with someone, but I feel like it's going to be a little bit of a wait. But I feel like by the end of May, yeah, you're going to have an answer. I don't want to say for sure that day because it felt like more towards the end of May. But I don't think it's, I really think you're going to be okay, that you don't stress about it. You know, and I can't really tell you not to stress because it's stressful when you're looking for a job, you know, when you're wanting things
right.
to happen. So it just feels like you need to, again, just like balance things. I think it's important to just make sure you make the phone call and don't freak out about it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to interviews on bbsradio.com. You could go over to my website, kimmyrose.com. We've got lots of things going on, some online classes. And if you're in the Toledo area, Toledo, Northwood, Ohio area up in Michigan, we have a weight loss and a stop smoking seminar going on this coming Sunday. It's a wonderful way to lose weight, keep it off. And I'll tell you what, if you want to stop smoking and keep the weight off, great way to do it. You can go over to KimmyRose.com to get more information on that. Kevin Myers, clinical hypnotherapist, coming all the way in from Texas to share that with us. It will change your life. And I'm going to tell you, no more dieting, which is nice. You can actually enjoy your food and lose the weight. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with interviews, and we're going to be talking to Laura Lee. We'll be right back with more of interviews. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information on how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Today, we're talking a little bit about angels and connecting with the other side. I can tell you that I've had some experiences, and those experiences have involved two near-death experiences, one in which I actually was very ill. I was pregnant with my son, and I can remember laying in bed, and I remember looking up, and I don't know if it was a lucid dream or what it was, but I remember seeing I'm sure it was an angel, just coming towards me, reaching out its hand, and I can just remember saying, it's not time for me to go. It's not time for me to go. I don't want to go. And then I felt myself coming back into my body. So I felt like I was being lifted out of my body and then moving back in. And I don't know if you've had experiences with angels or you've had that connection. If you have, we'd love to hear from you. 888-815-9756. I have a lot of people ask me, how do you connect with the other side? And the way I connect is simply listen. When I sit down with someone for a reading, one of the things I do is I just take a deep breath and I start to get in touch with my senses and I exercise my senses by listening to a sound. For instance, if you're wanting to tune into your intuition, you can hear a bird singing. You can feel warmth. You can smell a rose. Taste a lemon, touch something soft. And the more I tune in and I use my senses, the more I'm able to tune in to and lift the veil. And it's really amazing because when I had my near-death experience, my second one, when I left my body, I realized that I wasn't really separate from anyone. I was out of my body, but I was also connected to everyone. Their spirit, their soul. And so there really is no difference. Really, those who have passed away are still there. We're connected. We're all connected with our breath, just that one breath. And it's really important to know that you too can connect with the other side simply by developing your intuition. One of the books I've written 3 books, and the first book is all about relationships. The second one is about opening up your intuition. It's called Wake Up Your Intuition, and you can get that online. Get it at the website, KimmyRose.com, and you can get it in other places too. It's Wake Up Your Intuition. We have some really neat things going on, some great ways for people to connect. If you're in the Toledo area on June 12th, we are going to be having a oneness gathering. People from all over this area will be joining together to connect as a community. Right now, we're in a time period where there's a lot of things going on. A lot of people are going, what do I do? You know, where do I go? How do I handle things? This is a time to come together. This is a time to look at the people in your life and look at yourself and say, what is it that I do best? Many of us have played this role where we've tried to do 10 different things. We're the person that fixes the car. makes the dinner, does the laundry, works, and before we know it, we have no time. We're totally lost and engulfed in all this responsibility, and we begin to lose ourselves. I would like to just invite each and every one of you to take time to pay attention to your own community. Your community involves the people that you work with, your neighbors, your friends. You know, if you don't know how to fix a car and you're a great cook, pick up the phone and call the person that you know that can fix a car and then offer to cook them dinner or do meals for them or whatever it is. That's what we're coming back to. We're coming back to the real, true spiritual currency, the spiritual currency of community. I was very blessed to spend some time with Patch Adams, Dr. Patch Adams, twice, one time in his at his home, and the second time at the Gesundheit Institute out in West Virginia, and it was just amazing. There were medical students from all over, and it was called the Social Justice Retreat. And what I loved the most was the community sharing. And as Patch teaches and has taught each and everyone that attends those, it's all about the love. It's all about sharing, and it's all about caring. Caring is the most valuable asset you have. You know, you can, one of the things he said, I remember this, is, He knows that, you know, he can do his best to try, but he always knows the most important thing is that people know he cares. And that's so important for you, too, to have that connection and have that connection within yourself. If you're not caring about yourself, no one else, who's going to care about you back? Very, very important. Very important. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with interviews. If you'd like to call in and get a reading, I do have a couple emails here, and you are more than welcome to send me messages on Facebook. You can call me for a reading. It's 888-815-9756. We'll be back with more of interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. Beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills, you don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to bbsradio.com. If you want to call in to get a reading, you can call 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I'm here to answer your questions. And also, want to tell you about a few things coming up this weekend. We have the Journey Expo, and that is in Livonia, Michigan, at the Radisson Inn, and that's up in the Detroit area. We also have a weight loss and a stop smoking seminar that's going on in Toledo, Ohio. You can get more information on all these events by going over to my website, KimmyRose.com. And I've got some questions. I've got Debbie, who just sent me a message, and she's got some things going on. Debbie said, I've got some things going on in my relationship. It seems like our communication is way off. He's a Gemini. I'm a Taurus. Interesting. And it just seems like he doesn't listen to me when I'm talking to him. It's one words going in one ear and then the other out the other ear. So that's interesting because you're a Gemini and you're saying one's going in one ear and then the other out the other, which is Gemini, which is the duality of how are you saying things? How are you explaining things to him? Could be that you're doing what a lot of Geminis do. And I'm an Aquarius, but I have a Gemini moon, is we're saying one thing, and as we're talking, we're thinking other things. So we've got two things going on in our head at once. And that can make things a little confusing sometimes. So it's really important that you allow yourself to find a balance in your words. And I would say with his, just kind of the feeling I'm getting, I just get this feeling that he's got a lot going on in his life right now. And he's feeling like he doesn't really, I want to say he doesn't know how to handle things. Like, and it seems to me like when you're saying he's not listening to you, I want to say that I feel like it's not that he doesn't listen to you. It's just that you need to be more clear on what you're communicating. And it just feels like if you can be clear with what you're communicating, I feel like it'd be easier for you to be able to get him to hear you back. It's so interesting because right now I'm looking at this, and I would say with the relationship, you guys are going to go through some tests. And I think the first test is going to come with some type of, I'm feeling like maybe he's got a surprise for you with a job. That's what I'm getting. I'm just getting this feeling it's a job surprise. So it might kind of throw you. I feel like you're getting thrown off a little bit, but know that that's probably why he's been a little bit weirded out and a little bit in la la land. But again, don't jump to conclusions. I went to my Dharma service yesterday up here in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and it was really interesting because one of the things that they were talking about is getting rid of the mischievous mind. And that it was funny because I have my little girls who are age 6 and 8, they always come to the service. They love to chant. And they're just wonderful. They're just good girls and very, very amazing and connected. And one of the things that the Dharma priest asked was, what does that mean? And what I started thinking about it, and I thought, well, here I go. The mischievous, the mind that is mischievous is the mind that starts thinking away from yourself. So instead of just saying, stay in the moment, and the mischievous mind being that mind that takes you away from yourself, then all of a sudden you start going away from yourself and you start thinking about all the different ways that you should feel guilty or separate. And then before you know it, it's like people sitting in a circle whispering one thing to another. It turns into a huge, enormous ordeal. I think it's really, really important to keep your mind quiet. And I think discipline is very important. I know for me, going over to the Buddhist center once a week and going to the Dharma service, it really helps me to feel that grounding and that discipline. And if even it's something you can't get out of your house and you can't go, take time to empty your mind. Take time to be in the moment. You know, we're getting into the summer season. It's so beautiful. You can go outside, breathe in some fresh air. And if you live in the city, you can still breathe fresh air. You can do it while you're laying in bed. You can close your eyes and just take yourself to a real special place. That place is always there, and it's always there for you. It's that mind, your mischievous mind, that takes you to the outside. Know that everything you could ever want in every way that's intended in goodness is on the inside. And it's not hard. My little girl, when we were sitting and we were at the part of the service where they were having a discussion, the Dharma priest said, "Where's everybody from?" And my little girl, my six-year-old Asha, said, "God!" I thought that was so amazing and neat because this is true. If God's within us, then we can have nothing but peace. She was so cute. And what the Dharma priest was asking is, where did you come from? Like, to come to the service. But out of the mouth of babes, that's for sure. William Blake, who is my great, 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 great uncle, he said, it's not because angels are holier than men or devils that make them angels, but because they do not expect holiness from one another, but from God alone. And I love that. I'm William Blake, my great-grandmother. Remember her giving me a book. This is my Nana Blake, and she also is the one that was psychic in our family, and she read tea leaves and would share with me. She would always say that to me, that, you know, there's an importance in listening and importance in sharing. And I remember her sitting at her kitchen table and she'd say, would you like a cup of tea? And it was taking that time to sit, to share, and to connect. Something that we don't do very often. And it's something we need to do more of. And I keep speaking of community. I really believe we're moving back into a time where community has been intended. And I know I would like to take this moment to just ask every one of you to reach out. And whether it's your neighbor, somebody you work with, just look at them and say, hi. Make contact. That one moment of contact goes a long way. A long way. If you'd like to call in, the number is 888-815-9756. We were supposed to have Laura Lee on today, just some things going on with her. So, as always, we're very understanding. Things happen, and the most important thing is to know that you can see her. She is going to be at the Journey Expo. She'll be there in Detroit. It's actually in the Detroit area in Livonia, Michigan, Radisson Inn, and it's Friday through Sunday, April 23rd through 25th. She will be there on Sunday doing a spirit salon. check it out. Go to the website, journeymag.com, thejourneymag.com. I'm very blessed to be part of the magazine and do a horoscope on there. So if you're wanting to get a three-month horoscope, you can go there and grab my horoscope. You can also go to the website, kimmyrose.com, to get your weekly horoscope. Lots going on. We've got some more questions from some listeners. And again, if you want to call in, 888-815-9756. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading, or check out my online classes, go to my website at kimmyrose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's kimmyrose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com. And click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Welcome back to Interviews. You're listening to bbsradio.com. A couple things to share. A lot of things going on. Journey Expo up in Detroit, Michigan. I wanted to also share with you that Light the Way, I have a store. It's LiteTheWay.com. And we've got lots of wonderful readers, intuitives that are part of that store. And if you want to get a reading, you can go to my website, KimmyRose.com. Click on Kimmy Rose and Friends to talk to an intuitive. Or you can also stop out and see us in our store. I've got some classes going on. Connect with your infinite self. If you're wanting to connect with your infinite self, you want to find a better way to find peace, to find that relaxation in your life, this is a great way to do it. You can go over to the website. It's a week-long course. It's very inexpensive, and it's something that will change your life. Also, I Can Love Myself. That's the other class. And these are all online classes that you can take. They can take them on your own time. We send you an audio and a lesson. And you'll get one every day. And it's a great way to find peace and to find balance. This week, we have on Sunday a weight loss seminar from 1:30 to 3 and a stop smoking seminar from 3 to 4:30. You'd be able to actually come in, lose weight, stop smoking. And yes, I wanted to tell you, Lisa, thank you for sending in the message. Lisa is at 42 pounds, the loss of 42 pounds. And she's done it. She said she took a seminar the end of November. Lisa, good job. I'll tell you, I'm a size 5, and I go between a 5 and a 7, and it's a great way to lose weight because everything that we ever could do is in our mind. All we got to do is change our mind. When we change our mind, we change our life, and we open up to the infinite possibilities that we have to manifest great abundance. I also want to invite you to go over to Facebook and join Kimberly Rose on my Kimberly Rose website, or you can actually join the show fan club. I'm just looking, and I've got this message, and this is from Michael, and I want to thank you, Michael, for actually sending a message in. He says, I'm too scared to call, but I just wanted to let you know I love the show. I love the peace that you bring, and I love your voice. How old are you? Okay, Michael, you know what? All those questions were great to the last one. Actually, I'm 42, and I'm happily at 42, and I have 5 children, and I'm very, very blessed to be part of this show. Here's a real interesting story, and this story comes from one of our listeners. Her name is Marty, and she said that she had a vision. She had a dream. This was last year. She said she woke up in the middle of the night, and she felt someone standing at the end of her bed. She said she could actually feel somebody touching her toes. She woke up, and the covers were all the way up to her waist. So the covers from her toes up to her waist. So instead of them being pushed down from her body, they were the opposite way. And she wanted to know if that meant that somebody was with her, and they actually lifted the blankets off of her, the covers off of her. And the first thing that I can tell you is that I believe that we have angels. I believe that we have people that visit us in our sleep, in our dreams. I think that when we're in that state, that's a state where we're very open and we are very, very inclined to connect. And I think that definitely what might have happened is that somebody actually, I feel maybe you got a visit from someone, and what happened was you probably moved your feet and you kicked the covers off. So you probably got the visit. I don't know, can't say for sure whether that person, the person that visited you pulled your covers up, but I can say most likely you kicked them up. Because we do a lot of things in our sleep, but I will tell you, if you want to connect with the other side and you want to do it when you sleep, or you want to do some sleep intuitive connecting in your sleep, what you do is write down, get a piece of paper, write a question down, and just say it out loud. Say, I intend to connect with, maybe it's your grandmother, I intend to receive this answer. And you say it out loud. And when you say it out loud, ask yourself for an answer. And when I say ask yourself for an answer, know, just be in that space and know that you will get your answer. Set your alarm clock. If you get up the same day at the same time, set your alarm clock 10 minutes before the normal time that you wake up in the morning. And that's the best way to remember your dreams. It's very simple. And everyone can do it. You can all connect with your intuition. The only thing that blocks you from your intuition is your mind. And it's the fact that you don't think that you can do it. So know that it's all up to you. Know that you can connect. And know that if it's something you truly, truly want to do, all you got to do is close your eyes, feel, experience, and it's there. You can develop your intuition in many ways. There's a lot of great books out there, a lot of great ways to open up. If you go over to my website, KimmyRose.com, I have a book. It's called Wake Up Your Intuition, and there's some tips in there on how to develop your intuition, lots of tips. Also have some awesome people that have contributed to the book. If you want to learn about numerology, you want to learn a little bit about tea leaf reading, there's all kinds of different ways to learn That's Wake Up Your Intuition. You can go over to KimmyRose.com for more information. I also have all kinds of CDs. I did get a letter from Julie, who now has a 5-year-old. And at the time, Julie came in and she was trying to get pregnant. She had waited 8 years. And when I say wait, she tried for 8 years and she went to a fertility specialist. And she heard me talking to a woman on the radio about her getting pregnant and her experience. And I also have a really strong connection to a doctor here in Toledo who can give you firsthand a backup that it does work, that you can use your mind and you can use hypnosis to make all kinds of things work. So we actually did a hypnosis session with her. And she just sent me a picture of her little one. So thank you for sending those in. And fertility hypnosis, any type of hypnosis, is very powerful. And we have some seminars coming up actually this weekend on Sunday, weight loss and stop smoking seminars. You can go over to my website, KimmyRose.com, or you can call over to Cupid's Closet, and that's in Northwood, Ohio. Right now on the line, Mary Beth from Toledo. Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Did you have a question?
Well, I was on Facebook and it said call in now for a reading, so I thought, well, I'll call in now for a reading.
Okay. Well, can I get your birthday?
5/16/52.
Okay. And do you have any other birthdays? Like relationship-wise?
No.
Okay. All right, so I'm just going to kind of give you kind of a general reading of some of the things that are going on around you. But the first, I also have to tell you that I sense that there's a woman around you in spirit. As soon as
okay.
I heard your voice, I started connecting with a woman. I'm seeing that she's talking about tulips and she's talking about cutting. I don't know, maybe she might be talking to me because it's something I need to do, but cutting the tulips down because it's, you know, how the tulips come up and it's funny because this year they came up a little bit early in this area, but she's telling, pardon?
I don't have any tulips in my yard.
This is a woman that definitely liked flowers and she would give you
uh-huh.
advice on flowers. So, and that's why I said, I don't know if it's me that she's telling that to, because a lot of times when people come through, I know she belongs to you. They,
okay.
I'll get different advice and tips, but she wants to tell you that some of the things that are going on with you, there's kind of like a lot of change, around you. And this isn't bad. I mean, it's not a bad thing, but it's also about just feeling, allowing yourself to stay grounded. To stay more grounded with things. Now, I think that's interesting because you energetically, I feel like you're a grounded person. I think maybe you have a tendency to ground other people and it kind of gets a little bit overwhelming. But I'm wondering what this is, but this is something that has to do with a boundary being set. And,
okay.
and I don't know if that, am I making sense or did you have a question about that?
That makes sense.
Okay, so are you good at setting boundaries?
Well, I think I'm learning to do that.
Okay. It's interesting because for some reason, this is telling me that it's something that you, how do I want to say this? It's something that you really need to do. So if it makes sense, she's telling me that maybe there's a little bit more that needs to be done. I don't know why. I just feel like maybe a little more that needs to be said. And what I'm going to contend is that I think you're doing a good job. You know,
okay.
I think you're doing a good job. I just think that it's really sometimes a real struggle. When you get into
yeah.
September, there's some really good financial things that are going to come up.
Uh-huh.
And this is about relationships right now. This is about you being in a space of making sure that you're sharing what it is that you, that, and I can't stress this enough. You need to share. You need to share your feelings. You need to share your emotions. You need to be able to share your truth. And so make sure you're opening up and sharing what's going on. I hope I helped.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Hey, God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, hon. And if anybody's just tuning in, you're listening to interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose. I'm an intuitive, a medium, and if you would like to get a reading, you can call in 888-815-9756. You can also reach me if you want to talk to me over the phone or come in and see me. I do readings. I also do crystalline consciousness technique, which is a wonderful way to lift up and out distorted patterns in our life. I'll tell you, it's changed my life in so many ways. I am available for phone readings. I did open up my schedule tonight. So if you would like to call me, you can call over to my office at 734-854-1514. You can also go over to the website, which is kimmyrose.com. Right now, we've got one of my favorite people on the line. We've got Frank from California. Hey, Frank.
Hello, Kimmy.
How are you?
Oh, okay. I'm struggling a little bit financially this month, but, you know, just things have really been stagnant.
Yes. It feels like everything's kind of on autopilot right now. And it's, Frank, when you say stagnant, do you feel like you're just waiting, like you're just kind of waiting and it's not moving?
Yes. Some of the consultants went out of town. They're back today. I'm waiting for a final decision on something. I received the documents on Friday. But then yeah, there's other things which I need are prices from subcontractors, and I'm waiting for those too.
Okay. The first thing that came to me was well, you know what, Frank, let me ask you this. What is your birthday?
It's May 14th.
Okay.
1957.
Okay. It just, it makes sense where, it just makes sense right now where some of the things that are going on for you are, and I can just see like there's frustration with, I've got goosebumps. I just feel like it's more of people being busy and I think maybe some of these people are trying to figure out their financial stuff. You know, they're trying to figure out where they're, this is really weird because this is about money. This is about finance. This is about balance. So they're trying to figure things out and so they'll get back to you on things, but it's not that they're not interested. They're more trying to balance things out. So it could be too that they're filing for tax extensions. You never know, right?
Yes, we wound up filing for tax extensions. The person who does our taxes didn't get it done on time, so here we go.
Okay. So that makes sense. So
yes.
So I think things are going to pick up, though, when I'm looking at this. It looks like things are going to start picking up for you, you know, and we're looking at the beginning of June, so it could be like, I'm not sure if that's your busy time, but I think your busy time can be any time, truthfully. It's looking like I get that message of not getting frustrated, you know? Don't get frustrated. But I also get the message that there's some things that are going to get, that are going to come up maybe in your family, somebody who is not, you're going to find out some health issues. Some health issues coming up with someone. So you might want to just kind of keep your eyes open with that. It looks like it's a female.
So it might be my older sister or my other sister, Nancy.
I have a feeling, yes. Yes, I do.
Nancy,
I have.
Is it Nancy or Linda?
I heard Linda. That's the first thing that came to me was Linda. I had that really strong feeling. I'm sorry. And it's really weird because there's just so much going on and it's almost like there's bickering. You may not know about it, but there's bickering in between the two of them. So, and this is interesting, Frank, because the message I'm getting, from your father. It's just, it's that things are going to work out. You've been very, very strong with things, and you have not, even though sometimes you feel yourself wanting to waver, you know, because it's just tiring, you've stuck to your guns, and that's what this is about. It's about sticking to your guns. Wow. I just keep getting told that I'm supposed to tell you to just stay grounded and watch what happens. You're going to see, Frank, I think a lot of your answers to things are going to be coming up. You're going to hear about it. It's going to start with a health issue. I know you asked about work, but I'm seeing family things. And then things are going to balance out, and it's all going to start unraveling, and I see it. I'm starting with the health issues that are coming up. So sorry, I'm throwing a lot at you, but it's just I can see that, and I'd love to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. I'm just trying to do things myself and just trying to help myself grow as well with the grounding and the meditating. And the next time I go to court is May 11th.
Okay, so let me look at this. Okay. Yeah. There's an importance of paying attention to the sickness. That's what I feel like, somebody having some health issues. It's there. And I think that maybe I'll hear from you. I'll hear back from you, and you can share a little bit more with me about that, because I feel like it's something really significant.
Yes, so, I totally love you, and you have my strictest confidence. You're the one which dug me out of the pits. Thank you.
Well, you know, you're so sweet, Frank. I'm just going to tell you that your faith and that your persistence, it gives me, it really helps me. It holds me up. So I just wanted to thank you for that. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Light and love to you.
God bless. Light and love to you. And if you are just tuning in, you're listening to interviews where I'm on every Monday from 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time. This is bbsradio.com. Lots of wonderful hosts on the network. And the intention of this network is wonderful, coming right from the heart. We're here to help you, to be here to help to enlighten you. And I want to really put this energy out to you about the importance of community. Take time today to look at the people around you. Smile. Just make the connection. Don't be in such a hurry. Don't be in such a hurry to get to the next thing. I really think that I know that we're in a time, and it's a time of change, and it's a time of opening. It's a time that we have the opportunity to intend heaven on earth. If you're interested in finding out a little bit more about the crystalline consciousness technique, go over to KimmyRose.com. I'm telling you, it's changed my life. It's the true law of attraction. If you're wanting to lift the distortions that you hold in your life and actually manifest new things, I do private sessions, and not just in person, but also over the phone. Also, if you want to call in for a reading, you can reach me tonight. Right after the show, Light the Way, the number 734-854-1514. My mom, Carolyn Rose, my mentor, my teacher, she's also available for readings. And don't forget, this weekend, if you want to lose weight and you want to stop smoking, you can come on out to Lifestyles for Ladies Only on Woodville Road in Northwood, Ohio. You can also pick up the phone and call 734-854-1514 for more information, or go over to KimmyRose.com. We're going to sign off for the day. I just want to wish you peace. And remember, everything you could ever want is within you, and everything you can ever need is just a thought away. It's all about what is within you. God bless you. Until next week, talk to you on interviews.